How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
David Gerber is an explorer of the wilderness and human potential. He is a lion tracking expedition leader. He's a TEDx speaker with over a million views. He's a partner and coach at Novus Global, and he is the author of The Lion Is You, and he is back on Lifeblood. Welcome back to the show, David.
It's so great to be back. I think this is the third or fourth time, so I'm loving it.
Yeah, excited to have you back for sure. But refresh our memory. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
Yeah, so personal life, I live in Denver, Colorado, and love it here. Really enjoy the outdoorsiness. Obviously, the 300 days of sun is never a bad thing. Try to keep up with y'all in Phoenix, but we don't quite get the scorching heat that you get. So we're a little sheltered from that with the elevation, I think. So that's personal life. Professionally, I'm an executive coach, speaker, now an author, which is exciting to say. And I work with an executive coaching firm called Novus Global. We just actually crossed over 100 coaches recently, which is really exciting. I was one of the first six that joined. And I remember at that point was like, hey, can we get a bunch of coaches together to do this thing and impact the world together rather than separately? And it's been really, really a fun journey doing that. And then I personally work, my one-on-one clients are primarily professional athletes. And then I also work with a few business owners, executives, things like that as well, which I thoroughly enjoy that. I love seeing all the crossovers between elite performance and sports and business. It's really fun to see all that crossover. So there's that. And then you said the book, like what inspired me to write the book. And so, you know, with the book, I think I had this dream for a long time to write a book. And I'm imagining a lot of people have that, like, oh, I want to write a book. It'd be kind of cool to be an author. I would say life threw me into it a bit. So I went through a heartbreaking divorce 5 years ago, and it kind of threw me all over the place in terms of life, and people that are listening that have been through anything like that know how destabilizing it can be. And so that kind of that sort of sparked some stuff in me. I'd kind of had books in me before. Then I worked at starting like writing the book, and then it just wasn't. I was obviously going through the ringer with heartbreak and depression and things like that. And so I set it aside a number of times in the process and just didn't feel like I had something worth, you know, putting into print and getting out there and convincing people to read it. And so then in 2022, so, you know, almost 4 years ago was when I first went on my first on foot lion tracking safari. Somewhat haphazardly, which sounds ridiculous, right? You know, find yourself over in South Africa. As actually this one, that first one was in Zimbabwe, which is even harder to, you know, kind of get to, if you will. And I knew I was going to go on a safari that was going to involve being on foot with elephants, because there was this like elephant whisperer there, and it was like completely wild elephants. And I was like enamored with the photos I would see from this particular trip. And I just hoped that we would see lions on foot. I was like just crossing my fingers, having no concept of what that even meant, which, you know, if you're out on foot, your chances of coming across lions is almost nil. I mean, they're elusive cats in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I hire a professional tracker that is the person who helps us find them. Anyway, long way of getting around to this. There was something when I saw lions on foot that sparked something within me that actually traced back to when I was like a kid. And it was like this feeling in my body. And I think for people listening to this, the way I help people track it when I'm coaching them is what were those moments as a kid where you just were lit up for whatever freaking reason. And it may have nothing to do with anything rational or whatever it was. It could have been a sports game or a concert, or it could have been, you know, taking a new class, that just something about science class lit you up, something like that. Right. And so, there's something that lit up into me that connected back to childhood. And I really started getting this idea for a book where it was like all about this idea that we're born really wild and free. And then we become tame based on societal conditioning and doing all the right things. But none of us really wants that. We always had this sense of this rumbling inside of us. And when I saw Lions on Foot post-divorce and that difficult time, something lit up in me that I remembered from childhood. And I was like, man, I want to track my way back to this version of myself. Ed, that was like wild and free and just was like reckless abandon and loving life and adventurous. And so the lion energy, I would say, when I did see Lions on Foot the first time, infused, it's like the growl that they have and the energy they exude just infused something in me that I was like, wow, I've got the legs to something that I think could be a decent book. And it's the first book I've ever written, so I really had no idea what I was doing. But I was like, man, I feel like this has got some traction. So I spent 5 years like working it, massaging it into a book, and now it's here. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, I love it. Credit you for being mildly crazy to want to run into a wild lion on foot. and that you had the opportunity to do that. And now you've done that numerous times.
Yes, numerous times. Yep. Yeah. I think I've been out. I've totaled up now. I've been out on foot for about a total of 8 weeks over the last like 4 years. One of the trips was a 30-day trip that I took. Is I was so inspired by the whole thing. I was like, man, I think I might want to take a sabbatical and take 30 days, be off my phone, completely out in the wild, separated from technology for the most part. My phone I just use as a camera essentially at that point, because there's really no service out there anyways, which is where I wanted to be. And so it was just beautiful experience.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite movies is, of course, the same as everybody else's, which is Billy Madison.
And yes,
Billy Madison's having the conversation with the chubby little kid. And the little kid's like, I can't wait till I get to Ike school. And he says, don't say that. Don't ever say that. Stay here.
Yes.
So it's that mismatch between what we perceive adulthood to be. And then when we get there, many people feel like they've been sold a bill of goods.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. That was the experience. You want me to run with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think, you know, it's again, the arc of the book is, I want to set it up where it's like, we're kids. So I tell a little bit about my own story as a kid, just, you know, riding on your bike as fast as you can, setting up ramps, which, you know, we're definitely not OSHA approved, you know, and, you know, it's why many of us ended up in the ER and whatnot. And then it just, I noticed as I traced my life, I was like, somewhere in my teenage years, it's almost like the point where you become self-conscious and you notice like, oh, like, I don't know how to talk to the other kids in class. And I certainly don't know how to ask a girl out or whatever it is. And I just noticed that there was this like tameness that started happening. So I use the metaphor a lot in the book of like a caged lion versus a wild lion. And my hope is that everybody that listens at some point in their life would get to see a lion purely in the wild, not a safari park, not a zoo, like legitimate wild, because a safari park, they're usually still feeding the animals. When you see a lion in the wild, where you know that lion has to hunt, has to protect its territory, has to fight other lions, has to take care of cubs, you know, from other predators that want to eat the cubs. And it's like there's a different energy they exude. And so, you know, we're born wild, then we become tame or cage, if you will. And the way I talk about it a lot is like, we basically build the cage ourselves, but we build the cage so beautifully that we don't even know that we're in it. And so it actually becomes real life. And so our, you know, it's just built out of like all of the typical kind of sayings of life of, you know, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Or, you know what, just get that job at the cubicle. And, you know, you need it for the healthcare and the 401k and all these different things that we basically build our cage with. And then we kind of turn around at some point and we're like, wow, like what's my, you know, what have I done with my life? And then, so the book is all about how do I rediscover, you know, so the subtitle is Lessons from the Wild and Coming Alive Again. It's all getting at, you know, what does it mean to be fully alive? Like we were when we were kids a lot of times, and then rediscovering that that's always been in us. It's never went anywhere. It's just gone dormant by our, I guess, succumbing to societal conditioning around being tame and caged. And you know, usually when I start talking about it to people, like I can see them perk up because there is something rumbling in them that wants to be more.
And I think that that's probably true of most people There's so many great quotes that come to mind. You know, most men leave, people lead lives of quiet desperation.
Yeah.
Which is a sad one. And then there's the feeling at the end of life, people at the end of their lives, they say the biggest regrets, I wish I'd let myself be happier. And that's a bad one right there.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to the end of my life and say, I sure wish I'd let myself be happier.
Yes. Yeah, they say that. They say, you know, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I would have spent more time with my friends. Yeah, if we could infuse that into people in their 20, it'd be quite a different world we'd be living in, right?
But we're busy building those gilded cages because we think that that's the path to security.
Yeah. Well, because when I think about it in my the keynote that I give, I talk about, towards the end of it, I say, okay, so you've got options, right? You can stay in the cage. And, you know, and I say, it's like, it's kind of stupid to leave the cage, right? And I'm playing with people a little bit. I'm having fun with them. I'm like, you get your three meals a day. You know, it's, if it's you and another lioness, like you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about fighting off other male lions. And so it's like, so there's a lot of advantages. You don't have to fight other, you know, male lions. Like one time when I was tracking, we tracked behind a male lion fight and we found like, there was like it was like 30 or 60 minutes behind and there was like blood on the ground and a claw that we found. And it was like, there was like a gruesome male lion fight. And it like really brought me close to the reality of like, man, like, you know, people call lions the king of the jungle and they are by many rights. And that involves like a male lion has to regularly fight other male lions. And it's like,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We forget about that. We act like they just kind of walk around and just like the whole wilderness is a buffet for them. And it's like, no, taking down a 2,000-pound buffalo is like not a walk in the park. And, you know, the buffalo is trying to stay alive. And so anyway, so now I lost my train of thought. But
well, it's I mean, so many things that you're talking about certainly, I think, resonate with everybody. We're constantly faced with that choice. You know, Buddha could have just stayed in the castle, but he left and did his whole thing. And there's that red pill conversation going on right now.
Yeah.
So I think that we all sort of have that. We all sort of have that rumbling. But to your point, you know, it's pretty comfortable right here. I can just watch Netflix and.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I was like, it's kind of, in some ways, it's stupid to leave the cage because you've got everything set up for you. You've got the meals, you got the safety, the protection, nobody's going to bother you. And, but you have to sacrifice that rumbling that's always been in you that you know you're not meant for a cage. It's like, there's no human that was, I think, born to live in a cage. It just doesn't make sense to me. And so something was like, when you see a lion in a zoo, there's something in you that just goes, that's not where this thing's supposed to be. Like, it just the magnitude of the energy that they exude, and that's obviously with most animals in a zoo. And I'm not like, this is not for me to, you know, hate on zoos or whatever it is. But so part of me, it's bittersweet because it's like, man, I love that people get exposed to it. And in fact, my origin, when people ask me, like, how did you get into this? Like, this is like kind of a weird thing. And I didn't know at first. And then I had a memory of when I first saw a lion in a zoo when I was 15, you know, and if I hadn't been for zoos, I would have never seen that. And maybe that never sparked in me, but there was something in, when I saw that lion the first time, I was like, huh? Like I felt like it was like, we both didn't belong in a cage, yet we both were in a cage. And it was like this really interesting moment that I had with this lion. And it took me 25 years to like learn that lesson, which oftentimes happens in life, particularly with men, because we can be a little more dense. But like, it took me 25 years to learn and really receive the message I feel like that lion was giving me back when I was 15, which was this idea of like, don't ever let yourself end up here. And 25 years later, it sunk in. I was like, okay, I'm done living in a cage. I don't want to do this anymore. How do I rediscover what it's like to be in the wild again? Which means I've got to realize that one of the things I tell in my keynote is like, I had to look at and realize that the door was never closed to the cage, you know? And I'm still like working out like the metaphor of that, but it's like this visualization of like, oh, I've thought I've been in this cage, and my justification for staying in the cage was like, well, it's locked. I don't know how to get out of here. And then I like have this visual of like looking over and realizing, oh my God, the door's been open the whole time. And now I really, now the illusion's gone that it's blocked. It's like, now I have the opportunity to leave or I can stay. And my hope is when people read the book or listen to me speak, it's like that they're almost like there's this beautiful discontent with the cage of like, they sense like, this isn't it for me. I know it. And am I willing to walk out and embrace everything that is to exist in the wild?
It's like the ultimate, it's not a bargain necessarily, but this, the mother of all trade-offs right there. You can't have both. You have to choose.
You've got to choose.
I don't know if it's true or not. I've heard that obviously if you tie a horse up, then it can't move. But sometimes you can just toss the rope like close to a piece of wood and it still won't move.
Because it still won't move.
And it's kind of the door was unlocked the whole time kind of a thing.
Yes. Yep. And obviously they've done that with elephants too, with the circus. They'll tie them to a stake. And then all they got to do is have a piece of rope around their leg and that's it. It doesn't have to be tied to anything. And if you know anything about elephants, they're, you know, they can grow to be 13,000 pounds and they can push over, you know, 10 inch, 12 inch thick trees like they're twigs. You know, people feel like they're safe in a safari vehicle, which generally you are as long as the guide is not an idiot. But an elephant would have no problem. I've seen it. Like they can put their tusks underneath of a full safari vehicle and just pick it up like it's a toy can, just poof, and like bounce it. And like, so they'd have no problem flipping that thing over. And so needless to say, a piece of rope around a stick would not stop an elephant from moving. But there we are, you know. So,
yeah,
it's wild.
The Nietzschean idea of eternal recurrence, I love and have a bit of a hard time with, just the idea that you want to live your life right now in a way that you'd happily relive it over and over again.
Yeah.
And that one's tough for me to get my brain around, but I thought, okay, well, I can't figure all that out, but I can figure out what a perfect day is and what a great week is. So I guess my question is, I can't necessarily break free of my gilded cage like that. Maybe I can, but a lot of people can't, but they'd like to start on that path of rewilding.
Yes. Yeah. I think the first step a lot of times is just, I would say like read my book, you know, like that'll begin the narrative. My sense is the book's going to stir things in you, 'cause that's the response I've been getting, which has been really touching, to be honest. It's, you know, whenever you put some piece of art out in the world, I have no idea how it's going to be received or if it's going to land or not. And I've been pleasantly surprised with a lot of people coming up to me or texting me and saying they can't put it down, you know, and it's like stirring things in them. And so I would say that's there, but even before a person reads the book, there's got to be some sort of decision point, I think, where it's like, I want to actually entertain this. I want to turn around and look and see if the door's open to the cage. Most people are too content to just not look and you're like, oh, it's locked. I can't get out. I'm just stuck in here. Woe is me kind of thing. And so I think it begins with this idea of, am I willing to actually look? Am I willing to embrace that idea? And so then from there, details of like where to go with it. I mean, they're easy to define. It's like, it's just the question is whether you're ready to stop living a life that's this too damn small for you, which is what a cage is. And then the moment that happened, it's like the whole world opens to you, you know? And there's another book. What's it called? Somebody just mentioned it yesterday. I haven't read it yet. Now I'm going to blank on it, but, it's all about, it's kind of another book that's about this, about getting out of our comfort zones, comfort crisis. That's what it is. Book called The Comfort Crisis, which is just all about how comfort is like a silent killer, you know? And we oftentimes think that the danger is outside the cage, right? The danger is out in the wild, and we forget how dangerous it is to stay in. I mean, it's like, look at all the things you give up by staying in the cage. Basically everything I would say that of like what it actually means to be human. That's where you can get started with. And then, so there's the book there. If people want to engage with me in coaching, again, we've got 100 coaches at Novus Global. And then I do take people out tracking wild lions. And so if that speaks to some of y'all that are listening, I'm telling you, it'll be the best trip of your life. Mostly because you just get to be out in the wild and pursue these animals.
I love it. Well, David, certainly thank you for coming back on the show.
Yeah, man.
Thank you
always
for
gonna be here.
5 years investment into the book and now putting it out into the wild, so to speak. So give us the websites again and then tell us where they can get their copy of The Lion Is You.
Yeah, so the book is available. It should be available at every major retailer. So that's where you can find the book. I'm best ways to find me is a lot of times on Instagram is just David Gerber. And then my website's davidagerber.com. And there's, if people are interested in the tracking, there's a tab called Experiences on there. And then coaching firm I'm a part of is called Novus Global. So novus.global, is where you can find out all about us. We work with anywhere from Fortune 500 companies to professional sports teams to that, to artists and entertainment industries, stuff like that. We cover a huge gamut with 100 coaches that we've got. So it's really fun.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show David your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to davidagerber.com. It's G-E-R-B-E-R, davidagerber.com. And check out everything David and I have been talking about. Click that experiences button just to sort of take that first step. Pick up your copy of The Lion Is You wherever you buy your books. And then if you're interested in coaching, go to novus.global. It's N-O-V-U-S.global. Thanks again, David.
Awesome, Grudge. Good to see you, man.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.